Dachner dictating a 1280 EKG on patient Deborah Bean. On 12/19/24, Mrs. Bean performed a 1280 EKG, period. Patients in a normal sinus rhythm period. QRS complexes appear to show a complete right bundle branch block pattern, period. T waves are normal, period of paragraph impression, right bundle branch block, period. Next. 6-minute walk test on Susan Stevens, STEPHENS. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn. On 12/19/24, Mrs. Stevens performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 94%, period. Patient achieved 133 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 95%, period. Patient did pause at 2 minutes and 35 seconds. Rested for 2 minutes, but her saturation was never below normal, period. No paragraph impression, severe exercise, intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Rhonda McNeil. This goes to Little River Medical Center on 12/19/24. Mrs. McNeil performed a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. It was a severe degree of airways obstruction, period. After bronchodilators, it was a good response, leaving the patient with a moderate degree of airways obstruction, period. Compared to a prior study dated 8/13/24, there's been a significant deterioration, period. No paragraph impressions, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component showing progression. Thank you.